Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Senate Democrats have a plan to save net neutrality, by Charles E. Schumer. Last Thursday, the Republican-led Federal Communications Commission formally published a rule reversing long-standing and vital protections of the internet known as net neutrality. The FCC's new rule would let big corporations restrict how consumers access their favorite websites by forcing them to buy internet access in packages, paying more for premium service as with cable television. This would be a radical departure from the intended nature of the internet, whose inventors last year cited its openness and neutrality as one of the foremost reasons to reject the FCC's fundamentally flawed plan. Not all is lost, however. Whenever an agency publishes a new rule in the Federal Register, it sets in motion a countdown clock of 60 legislative days for Congress to overturn it. That means that now is the moment to hashtag save the internet. Senate Democrats are proposing to undo the FCC's wrong-headed rule through a process set up by the Congressional Review Act. Unlike most legislation, which must be put on the floor by the majority party and often requires 60 votes in order to move forward, a CRA can be passed with the support of just 51 senators, and any group of 30 of them can force the Senate to consider it. All 49 senators in the Democratic caucus are united in support of our CRA to stop the FCC from destroying the free and open internet. We also have the backing of Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, who has pledged to vote with us. That leaves just one more vote to ensure the internet remains free and accessible to all. The vote must come from the ranks of the Republicans, who so far have sided with internet service providers, the only group that is clamoring to remove the important consumer protections enshrined in net neutrality. It's easy to see why. The more control these ISPs have over internet access, the more they can maximize their profits at the expense of regular consumers by charging virtual tolls, with the highest bidders cruising along private fast lanes while the rest of us inch along a single traffic-choked public lane. What's not easy to see is why Republicans would endorse that dystopian vision for the future of the internet. Just weeks after giving the wealthy and multinational corporations a massive tax break, Republicans are adding insult to injury by once again picking CEOs over citizens. The FCC's new rule isn't going to make the country any more competitive or prosperous. In fact, it may make us less competitive by lining the pockets of a handful of ISPs who will use their new profits to buy back stock and boost dividends for their investors, just as so many other corporations have done in the wake of the Republican tax bill. The contrast between the two parties on this issue couldn't be clearer. Democrats are fighting for consumers and working people struggling to pay their bills, while Republicans are fighting for their campaign donors, the big corporations. Democrats believe the future of the internet must be as free and open as its past, so that the startup founder, living in her parents' basement, can compete with the world's largest corporations. The young student in an underserved school district can find the information he needs online, and every American can continue to affordably and easily take advantage of this vital public good. The first step toward making that vision a reality is passing the Senate Democrats' CRA. I urge every person who's reading this to contact the Senate Republicans who have not yet pledged to vote for it. This should be easy, since that's practically all of them, minus Senator Susan Collins. There are 58 legislative days left to hashtag save the internet. The clock is ticking. Make your voice heard.